leadeth me. Oh, blessed thought of words, with heavenly comfort friend. Whate'er I do, where'er I be, still 'tis God's hand that leadeth me.
It's Tuesday, October 11th, 2011. I'm Ben Bowden, and this is the First Baptist Daily, a daily podcast aimed at the understanding and application of God's Word. We're digging into the book of Philippians. It's a letter that was written from Paul to the church of Philippi. And it starts out, chapter 1, verse 1, saying this: Paul and Timothy, servants of Christ Jesus, to all the saints in Christ Jesus who are at Philippi, with the overseers and the deacons, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Paul is the sole author of this letter, but he also names his sidekick and possible secretary, Timothy. He does the same thing in 2 Corinthians, Philemon, and Colossians. It's interesting that Paul does not call himself an apostle here, but he refers to both Timothy and himself as servants. Servants. I want you to see this. See, this highlights the importance of reflecting Jesus, who came not to be served, but to serve. Paul identified two groups of readers here, and they were the church at large and special persons within the congregation. And the church was called the saints. The term has no other New Testament meaning than Christian people. And Paul used it in place of the church, which he had used earlier in his ministry. The saints were those who were set apart by God at conversion, and they were in the process of becoming like Christ. The term reminded the church of its special status in God's redemptive plan. So it is right to refer to ourselves as saints, not because of what we've done or because of what we're doing right now, but because of what Christ has done and who we are in Him, our status and everything else. All right, the other group consisted of bishops and deacons. Depending on what version of the Bible you're using, it may translate the first word as bishop, overseer, or elder. Now, it's uncertain what level of formal church governance is implied by these two terms, overseers or bishops. What they are is elders. Elders who would be in charge with spiritual oversight of the congregation, while the deacons would be entrusted with matters of practical service. Now, the special greeting, grace and peace, is the normal way that Paul does his greeting in his letters. Since grace always reminded Paul of God's grace in Christ, there is no doubt this word conveys full Christian meaning. It means this: may God's grace be with you. All right, the fact that Paul placed it before peace is interesting. It's probably showing once again that he's down with grace. Like, Paul is down with grace. And listen to me, we've got to get grace. All right, if we don't get grace, we miss it. See, for Paul, grace secured peace. Without grace, there's no peace. There's only hostility between us and God because we are sinners and sin always divides. Now, let's go back. Paul says, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, peace, no doubt, conveyed Paul's Hebrew background and the typical greeting, shalom. It's like saying, may all things be well with you. Both words, as used by Paul, imply a petition to God as well as a greeting to the church. Man, there's so much to be gained here in this greeting. But let's grab hold of two things this morning. Let us be servants, first of all. Let us be servants, just like Paul, just like Timothy, and ultimately, just like Jesus. And let us continue to dig into the grace of God that we see clearly in Christ. And because of grace, we see that we now have peace with God. It's interesting how that produces servanthood. When we see the grace of God, when we see that we now have peace with God because of Jesus Christ and what He has done on the cross, we can't help but want to say, well, how can I serve? How can I be spent for the gospel of grace? How can God use me to accomplish His mission? I'm yours, Lord. Use me. That's a cry of our heart. Let us continue to dig into grace. Let us continue to be servants as we live out this peace that we have with God. And in so doing, make much of Christ in all the earth. I'm Ben Bowden, and I'll meet you again tomorrow on the First Baptist Daily.